are now live and on air. You are listening to your hosts, Reverend Adam and Liz. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. We are going to be taking callers with a single question per caller today from our queue. Anybody that has called in and would like their question answered, we will be getting to you today as best we can. Before we begin taking callers today, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Also, we're going to do a short prayer of protection before taking callers, so please pray along. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so Liz, hello. Welcome on to the show again.
I'm so glad to be back. It's been forever, and I feel that it's just a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of unexpected series of events that kind of kept me grounded a little bit in terms of where I am right now. The extreme weather caused a delay in plans, and then I checked my calendar, and I said, oh, my God, I can actually do this show. So I'm all about it.
Wow.
And that prayer
awesome.
Of protection – that I could get off right now. I'm done. Like that was worth everything. And it's interesting because in that prayer, which of course sounds very traditional, I just heard another definition for the word of the word Satan when it originated from the Aramaic,
mm-hmm.
as we know, that's the language of Jesus, and then it got translated to Hebrew, and then Hebrew to German, and German to English, but years and years and years after Jesus's time, etc. But the literal or closest thing to a literal translation of that word Satan in Aramaic means crazy thinking.
I think it's
so perfect, and that's the context. You know, we based on how we're raised in traditions, you know, we can be so literal that it's this, you know, creature, this literal creature with the superhero culture and all of that. But if you really think about that, it's really the illusions that we create in our own mental state.
In our own minds. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Thank you for that.
And you know what? A lot of people, I'm glad that you're sharing that today, because a lot of people don't realize just how much that negative energy can infiltrate our mind and much it blocks us from that of which we are trying to achieve in this world. You know,
exactly.
Manifestation 101. Thought becomes reality. You know, our perception is and becomes reality at all times.
Right.
And
That's
very literal, and people don't see that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also we have a lot of conflict and duality because our organism, our instrument, it's divine and it's perfect. But then it's in conflict, or the mental mind, the cognitive mind is in conflict with that. But they can't exist. Like you can't have a loving thought with a negative thought. It can't coexist.
Right. They don't
we walk
together.
Around very much in conflict. So it's wonderful to have that aerial perspective and that scope of understanding, so that we know that it's within ourselves that we can make that shift and take those steps. And having somebody with your knowledge and guesting on this show and also the show that I do with Elisa for Universal Energy Radio, the Some of You show, really supports that knowledge. So that's something I'm extremely grateful for.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining in with us today to take calls.
Yes. Thank you.
We have a format here to the show for those of you listening. We will take you on air, and what we're going to ask you to do is to please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. What this does is it helps us tune into the energy where you are. It helps us tune into you, and it helps
right.
us to get a clear picture energetically what's going on so we can answer your questions the best
mm-hmm.
we can. Okay?
Right.
So let's go ahead and take our first caller today. I'm just double-checking and making sure our friend's not in the queue. It doesn't appear so. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing.
Mm-hmm. Our first caller today is area code 201. First three digits are 864. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Rose calling from New Jersey. And I want to know, what do you see for me with regards to my love life? I'm single.
I knew you were going to
yes,
ask
Rose.
About
hello,
love life. Yeah, you just want somebody to
mm-hmm.
keep you warm in this damn cold, Rose. I'm in New York, so hello.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's so cold. I mean,
yeah.
I know it's cold in Atlanta, mm-hmm. but it's, like, stupid cold in the tri-state area. So Rose, the one thing that I want to say to you is that, you know, we talk a lot about vibration. So single's not a bad
mm-hmm.
thing. You know the way you said, I'm single. I have a pox on myself. So that's vibrationally, shift that a little bit. You know, because you could be in a horrible relationship and be really unhappy trying to get out of it, and you're not. So you're open to all possibility, and I am getting the image of some sort of tools. Not so much like a handyman tool, but some sort of very specific instruments or equipment. You have to let me know why I'm getting these pictures. I don't know if it's like doctor's instruments or the instrument that a scientist or archaeologist would use, but very tools specifically for a particular trade. Is any of that from your past, your present, people, living people past, circles
no.
you might be running in? Any of that?
No.
I'm really getting specific tools for a trade, and that's very broad. So really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying it could. You know, so really think about that. Don't be so quick to just be like, no, because I'm not talking about a future partner.
As I'm tuning
Sorry?
Into what you're speaking of here,
please.
I'm getting something that works with the hand, but it's a little bit
mm-hmm.
more than just your woodwork or
yes.
your handyman. We're getting
right.
something a little bit more powerful here. We're getting
yes.
the term healer. So this could be a medical professional
yes.
or a
uh-huh.
spiritual professional that uses
yep.
tools,
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
to that degree. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Adam,
okay.
you're feeling the same thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
Now, this is someone that's going to be in my future because...
I don't know. So what
okay.
we want you to be present with us just to really think. It could be a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just in your field of experience, in your sense of recollection. Yes, we know the question is about wanting something to come in, you know, into your future experience. But what we're asking is to be to hold energy with us. Oh, actually, I forgot to ask you, Rose. Any permission to connect to your energy, please?
Of course.
Thank you, girl. That's just I have to do that out of respect for each caller.
Yeah.
So just think about that, whether it was a grandfather or just somebody that worked with particular tools, but it was very specific. It doesn't mean that they had to have a PhD,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it could be like a cabinet maker and that they took pride in how they did their carpentry. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Adam and I are both getting. And the thing is, Adam is no joke. So
what are you
no,
back? That's why I said,
neither
is there someone in my future? and you said you don't know.
Well,
so
what we're doing right now is we're going to get to the answer on your main question, but Liz is taking up a message for you that you need to hear. So this could be either someone within your past, like your own family, or this could be the person that's coming in. But that's something for you to figure out on your own later. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to bypass that message right now. I want you to just keep that message from Liz in your mind for later on, okay? Now, to answer your question directly, yes, there is a new love that will be showing up in your life, but the message comes with a catch, okay? And when the message comes with a catch, you know, sometimes you tell somebody that and they think, oh, no, something's wrong, okay? The thing is that in this life, we always go about sometimes expecting the worst-case scenario. We always go through this life expecting the other shoe to drop, sort of like there's something bad that's going to happen. In this case, I don't think it's something bad that's going to happen. The message that's attached to this is that you have to get out there and you have to allow yourself to socialize and maybe do something that's positive that you feel passionate about, and that's what's going to lead you to that individual. It doesn't have to be going online, going to the dating websites, or going to a bar. It's wherever you're passionate about. You know, find groups and find activities that involve that passion. And you're going to meet that person through that effort, okay? Because when God works, he only does some of the work, but we have to meet him halfway in order to manifest. We have to stay in that positive frame of mind. Now, granted, yes, it is very cold out there, and nobody wants to leave their little hovels because it's nice and warm and toasty in the houses usually, okay? But I am getting the message. He's out there. You should find him this year. Specifically, we are not going to give you a timeline this time because sometimes we become too attached to those timelines and we overthink it. We over-worry ourselves. That's not what we're here to do, okay? Trust in yourself and trust in the universe around you, and it will happen.
All right.
And listen, girlfriend, if you see somebody with a toolbox or whatever, you end up, you know, going to a diner in the Jersey Turnpike, you better call us.
Grab them.
One of my ex works picking up homes, and maybe that's
I rest
what
you're my case. Thank you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Okay, let
there
me ask
go.
You this with the ex.
So what
okay, thank you.
What do you have to do from that?
Well, what I want to ask.
What did you have to go through with that ex?
Right.
That ex.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Well, did you have to go through a healing process, or did that process with your ex, what was it like?
Yes.
Because there was
yes.
something for you to learn there if it's coming
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had to learn a lesson, and I did because I really cared about this guy a lot. Yep.
Well, that means, because I picked up on it, that means
mm-hmm.
to embrace that healing, because I got that it was very benign,
yeah.
meaning that it wasn't charged in a negative or in a way that we have to give you a warning. It was quite the opposite. It was that it could have been somebody, it was such a benevolent energy, Rose. That's why I said it could have been somebody who passed, because on the other side, all is forgiven and there's peace. So that
mm-hmm.
tells me that there is healing. So have confidence and really believe and own that you did the work, because that
yeah.
what you learned is what's going to bring you into the new relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make
thank
sense?
You.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, girl.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love when like the light bulb, and they're like, oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, I know,
makes
right?
me so happy.
Isn't it wonderful?
Makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know what? It's ironic because we were just beginning the show with conversations about the mind and the power of the
exactly.
mind.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
Marlena,
exactly.
you know, we get a caller. Uh-huh. All right.
I love
so
it.
So for those of you that have already been taken live and on air, are for those of you that will be taken live and on air. Once you are done on air, we're going to ask you to push the number one on your touchtone phone once more. This will unraise your hand from the queue so we know who we have taken and who we still have to take on air. Our next caller is going to be area code 111 with first three digits 111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut. And my question is, I was wondering what you were picking up around financial abundance this year.
Okay, financial abundance. You know, that's a great question.
Trish, I need permission to connect to your energy, please.
You have it.
Thanks. And again, we're getting calls from the tri-state area, New Jersey, Connecticut. Girl, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, what's interesting, where we can get a question and why Adam and I complement each other so well is that our approaches are based on what our what we're predisposed energetically. I just read energy. So even though you can ask a question about finances, if something comes in, and I just report the news.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, I don't know if there was somebody who passed that had, that either was a smoker or had issues with the lungs. Mm-hmm. There's a sadness. I know you're asking about abundance. Did you get an inheritance from somebody or... I don't know why it's coming up with this question, but this energy of someone who is past, I think, male, lungs, heart, doesn't necessarily have to be a smoker, but I'm feeling like a heaviness in the heart, lung, throat,
yeah,
congestion.
Who? My mom passed from a problem in the lung, and my dad passed from a heart attack.
Also, that's interesting because because I picked it up as a mess. Let me ask you this. I know you said both your mom and your dad, but I'm sensing that did your mother was like no shrinking violet, but she like kind of very, very kind of resilient and very strong. She wasn't really like a girly girl so much. She was very strong and like very no-nonsense, take charge.
Yeah, she raised us when my dad died.
Thank you, because I'm getting like that male feminine energy. So I'm thinking it's. I mean, maybe your dad's in there, but I'm thinking that it's your mom who has these stereotypes that that for somebody picking up on a mediumistic level might feel the energy of male. Doesn't mean literal male, but the energy of male. And I'm really getting that it's your mom. In that,
yeah.
So you're talking about abundance, and you're talking about finances, and I think she was very practical, very pragmatic. She didn't let you guys know if she was struggling a little bit more than maybe you guys would even imagine or whatever, but she wants you. She wants you to know. Does she ever call you like with a B? Boo boo baba. B.
No.
B sound. Well, hold on to that because that might be connected to something that I'm not sure what that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or a pet or something with that B kind of sound, but. She wants you to know that you don't have to work so hard to be aware of what your value is. I'm going to throw it over to Adam.
Mm. Okay. All right. I was definitely picking up along the same lines there. You know, I'm feeling it is the mother. And, you know, she's looking out from the great beyond for you. She wants you to know that she's there. Moving past that, going into the answer for your direct question, okay? Your question is, when are you going to achieve financial abundance this year? We're looking at March and April, and that's going to be the time that you begin those new opportunities that are coming in. These opportunities are going to come in around that time, but it's all about, until then, raising your self-value, looking at yourself with better value, and not accepting anything less than what you feel yourself to be valuable as. So, you know, sometimes we block ourselves energetically from achieving our goals because we feel disappointed or we feel discouraged by the market today, or we feel, you know, unworthy in a way because of the constructs of how we grew up. And at this point, it is not about feeling unworthy, but feeling worthy, feeling that you are more than you have already previously believed yourself to be. Remember, perception is and becomes reality. If you stay with that within your mind and heart, you will go far.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and just think
you're
about
welcome.
It, 'cause it might occur to you later, tomorrow, you know, whenever. But think about if any connection comes up with that baba, boo-boo, that B sound. See if that, and if it, I would love to know, but see if that makes a connection.
Maybe even
okay.
Bubala.
Okay. Oh, maybe bubala. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Thank you.
All right, darling. All right, take care. Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah. All right. Our next caller. Just double checking the queue for that number.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We're good. All right. Next caller is going to be 865-888. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. Hello, Elizabeth. This is Lynn, and currently I'm in California. And
lucky.
I like. Well, kind, I guess.
Yes, I know.
I really liked the previous caller's question, and I would like to ask about financial abundance for me this year of 2018.
Okay.
What you all
well,
might
I'm
know.
I'm going to stop you right there for a minute. What was your original question calling in? Because that wasn't the first one on your mind.
Okay.
No.
Well,
you can't get away with anything with that.
My original question is, well, as I said, I am currently in California, and I will be relocating to Tennessee. In a short while, which I'm really excited about. And I may have to, you know, start out with an apartment, but I really, you know, want to, you know, something bigger, some, you know, a house or something. Do you see that, you know, how time period or anything?
Okay. Well, number one, you need to put a little bit of salt in your pockets right now, okay?
Ooh, salt in the pocket.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Salt in your pocket. Why is that, Adam?
Take a little bit of table salt or sea salt, huh?
I would love. See, I love. See, this is why I learn when I co-host. I learn so much. So, why sea salt or table salt in the pockets? What's that for?
Oh. Okay, great question. So, what this is going to do is it's going to help you ground your thoughts, but it's also going to help you purify your path forward and moving forward. So, every day that you put on a fresh pair of pants or shorts or whatever it is that you're wearing. You're going to put a little bit of salt in the pockets, okay?
Love that.
And this is going to help make sure that you have a nice, clean path. I would even put a little bit in your shoes because, you know what, when you're walking, you don't want to tread upon evil, right? And that salt helps to purify your path forward. So what I'm getting told, you need to do the salt thing. And, you know, the thing is that the original
salt
question
in my shoes.
Was asked
okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, so I'll do stalled in my shoes because I wear dresses.
Yeah.
I don't have anything with pockets, but okay. Okay, so
okay, put them in your shoes, girl.
Yeah, stuff them in the shoes. That's good. Okay, and maybe a little bit in the purse, too, because the purse goes everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know, keep it with the money, so the money's purified. There's many different spiritual tricks.
Oh, I love that.
But in this aspect, this is an old gypsy tradition that we do when we're about to move somewhere or travel, okay? Now, another thing that we do, I'll get to in a minute, because you're going to have some instructions on this one, telling you your information. I want you to go grab a pen and paper, okay?
Okay.
And when you're ready,
I am ready. I'm ready. I have a pen and paper,
okay.
Right, or pencil.
Wonderful. No, the original question was asked for, the original thought of the day was asked for, because both are linked together, okay? Second question you came up with due to the last caller, and then the first question are one and the same. They are linked together because without one, the other one will not move forward, okay? You are in a position where you are has no longer any more value for your growth. You need new challenges.
Absolutely.
You need more growth, okay? But one of the messages behind this is we cannot run from our problems because our problems will always catch up to us. And the more we run from them, the worse they become, okay?
Right.
So it's not about running from it. But this move is very good. We, as the universe, agree with you. This move is great for you. The career will happen at the time of the move. The financial abundance will happen at the time of the move. That will open up. It will take a little bit of a process. You're going to have to be patient with the process. You're going to have to
be patient. Patience is a thing for you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Patience is key. And it's also patience. You know, ultimately with your own growth, your own self-mastery. Honey, if we all wanted it the way we wanted it, we would have all been better off in 100% 10 years ago, okay? But it doesn't work that way. It's not an overnight thing. You know, anything worthwhile is best gotten through the path that leads us there.
Right.
It is not the goal that is important, but the journey getting there.
Yeah.
Now, what you need the pen and paper for is we have some gypsy instructions for you, okay, because I'm a Roma, I'm a gypsy, and we do not believe in doing certain things when moving into a new place, okay? One, you are to leave your old broom, salt and pepper, and mop behind. You are not to take that with you, okay?
Okay.
You need a new broom, you need new salt and pepper, and you need a new mop for the new home. You do not use those until they are in the new home, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay. When you get to the new home, you're going to go ahead and spiritually clean it. You can use smudging with sage. You can use holy water. But you're going to take at least some salt and holy water, and you're going to sprinkle it on all the doors and windows and the thresholds. Okay, so that way it's a nice purified home for you to be in, something very spiritually grounded and balanced so you can grow, okay, because you don't know what energy came before you moving in there. I don't care if it's a house, an apartment, a graveyard, anything, okay, I'm just trying to be funny, but ultimately you don't know what energy was there before you. Our thoughts become our reality. So the energy that we have in our heads, let's say someone's preparing food, and you're going to a restaurant, okay? But the person preparing the food has anger in their heart. So when that energy transfers through, and you're eating the food, and you could be happy before that, but you eat the food, all of a sudden you're upset, you're angry, you don't know why. Okay.
Yeah,
I believe
energy you don't want to get into a new place and have whatever energy was there beforehand affect you in the now. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So
and Adam,
I'm doing a little
Adam
dab
like
on
gave
that
you.
One.
Adam really gave you a lot. So the only thing.
Absolutely.
The only thing I'm going to say, just in terms of image. because I see mm-hmm. things visually and get energetic uh-huh. impressions.
Okay.
Do you like log cabins?
Yes. I love cabins.
That's well. Look for what you like. Gravitate toward what you like. Because I saw like a beautiful.
You know, that is so right. It's like I'm done seeing that in my head.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing like a light colored wood. It's more dark. It's more in the darker.
Yes.
Side.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
something very
yes.
sweet.
I
yeah, very
love
sweet.
That.
Not too big, but just very sweet. Like your own little, you know, fairy type of situation, but magical.
Yes.
Just like anything that's magical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the energetic read. So take all that amazing information that Adam
Thank
gave you.
You.
And the yes. imagery of that beautiful, magical. It's not huge. It's on the
right.
cozier side. It's on the cozier
yes,
side.
Exactly.
But the fact is,
I see
the
it.
Fact that
yeah.
I'm seeing it, that go after
mm-hmm.
go after what you like, what you desire,
oh,
what
wow.
makes you happy, what makes you smile. Go towards that.
Oh wow! I love that.
Precisely.
Thank
yeah.
you all
Precisely.
So
oh,
much.
Oh, our pleasure. You know what?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, hon. But we've got one last message. God, the spirits really
okay.
like talking to you, and you know why? Because you're probably one of those people out there that actually listens.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
I do. It's everything.
The
yes.
spirits are saying, stop worrying about the appearance. Stop worrying about the vanity right now. You look good no matter what. I don't know why they're telling me this,
oh
but they
gosh.
Said, stop worrying about
oh
how you're
gosh.
Appearing. Stop worrying about, you know, stop worrying about all this other stuff. Just
she's
you.
Laughing.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you,
cute.
Reverend
you're
Adam.
Welcome.
Thank you for the blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Happy
darling.
New Year.
Thank you. Oh, that's great.
Happy New Year to everyone. Uh-huh.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, she's adorable.
What do you think about that last message? I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should say. No, you got to tell her. I'm like, okay.
But, yeah, of course, that's it. We can't sugarcoat it. It is what it is.
Right.
She got it. That's, oh,
all
my gosh,
right,
she's absolutely
right.
adorable.
Yes. Now, we're going to do a word from our sponsor before our next call. This is Lolita. Georgia.
Lolita, the American dream, a great food and ice cream parlor, hot piece of Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes, ice cream, we all scream for ice cream, for real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat, Lolita parlor, over 32 flavors of Hershey's real
Lolita.
Ice cream.
Located at 1147 Powder Springs Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
All right. That was a word
the first
from
time
our
I've heard
sponsor.
The commercial. I love it.
Right.
Let me tell you, listeners, okay, I live in New York City, but I did go to Atlanta about exactly this time last year, and I have frequented Lolita's Ice Cream Parlor, and not
yeah.
is it only just this beautiful, this wonderful place to get a fabulous cup of coffee, get some ice cream. Yes, it's cold, but she has all these other treats as well. It's such a spiritually welcoming, inclusive, inviting place. So it's more than just your
mm-hmm.
average ice cream spot. It's really a magical, wonderful place. And anybody in the Atlanta, Marietta, Georgia area, go and check it out. You'll love it. So I've been there. It's great.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the ice cream. And you know what? What we do over there is so wonderful because we're also all about the love consciousness at Lolita's Parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to help everyone come into their self-empowerment.
Right.
So we're going to move it on now to our next caller. But for those of you who have already called in and have had your question answered, please push the number 1 on your touchtone phone. This will remove your hand from being raised in the queue while still allowing you to listen in. So that way we know who we have not taken and who we have. All right. I'm not sure if we've taken this one yet or not, so it's going to be 865-888.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did.
Yeah, we did. That. I recognize that. Doing that. I'll start writing them down, too, so this way I can help you double-check. I'll start doing that.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be helpful.
Yeah.
All right, next caller, 863-289. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Good evening. This is Julia. I'm calling from Florida, and my question is like the last caller. I'm wanting to relocate. I'm thinking about South Carolina, possibly North Carolina. So I wanted to see what you guys pick up around this move, going really well.
You could use the same tricks that we shared with the last caller. New broom, new mop when you move.
Okay, good girl.
A little bit of salt in the shoes, the pockets, and the purse, maybe. Okay.
I'm gonna
go ahead and let Liz tune in away, and then I'm gonna go ahead and tune in. Okay.
Okay. Good. So, Joya, first thing, I'm asking for permission to connect to your energy, please. I know I have it, but it's just out of respect that I say this.
Okay. Yes. Right.
Okay,
go for it.
I'm getting. Where did I have the Smoky Mountains? Those mountains. You know what I'm talking about. It's in one of the Carolinas, and I'm from New York, so you have to help me. It's in one of the Carolinas. Is it North Carolina? I think so. Is it North Carolina where they have like those mountains?
And cabins. I think it's a little bit of both, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'm getting more north. I don't know if you were wondering which would be over the other. And again, I'm just picking up on the energy. Mm-hmm. And wherever they have those, I think, very well-known mountain range. And again, I'm geographically impaired. But I believe that would be in the North Carolina area and more on the rural. Like, I don't see you moving to Charlotte. I see you more in the rural countryside of things as opposed to the city. That's what I'm picking up on.
Okay.
And I'll turn it over to Adam.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what I'm being told is you can sell shit as gold, okay? And this is quite literal, so I don't mean to be cursing on the show today. But you can turn anything into a success for you. You could deal with what you're dealing with now and turn it into a success, but it's going to take a lot of work. What I'm feeling here is just a plain message. Go with your heart. Feel with your heart. If you're going to feel it out with your heart, you can't go wrong. Okay, and right now we didn't want to give you a definitive answer because you based yourself too much on that. Right now it's about trusting in you. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Wow.
Hi. So where does your mentioned both? You mentioned north and south. Where does, like Adam said, where the first, like put your hand, just as an experiment, put your hand over your heart and just what's the first place that, without you thinking about it in your head, because you get caught in your head too much, or you tend to, what's the first place that just comes out of your mouth based on just being grounded and having your hand on your heart?
I was thinking more of Charleston, like not in Charleston, but like the suburbs.
Outside,
around.
Yeah.
But I want to be close to the water,
but not on
the water.
That's thinking. I'm going to stop you right there. That's thinking.
Yeah, that's thinking.
Okay?
Yeah,
don't
thinking.
Think it. Feel it.
Okay, I don't know then because I haven't been. The only place I've been is to, like, Asheville, and I don't really want to move
there.
You see?
Okay, hon. It's not about where you've been or what you know.
Right.
It's about feeling and trusting in the unknown. You have psychic abilities. I want you to trust in those. This is why, you know, right now we're not going to give you a definitive answer because you're looking for one and you don't need it. What you need is you need that emotion. You need that feeling, okay? So we're challenging you a little bit because the universe cares very deeply about you. And if you're going to make a move, that move is going to be all about new beginnings, right? So it has to be an emotion right now. It has to be a true emotion. Get outside of the logic and feel it with the heart. So let's try this one more time. Put your hand over your heart and feel. Okay, what do you feel?
Well, the first thing that popped into my head was North Carolina.
Thank you.
Hello. That's what I was getting to. But we do not want to guide you from understanding your lesson. You see, the whole lesson right now was for you to get that on your own. And you know what? I bet anything, Liz was already picking up on that.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I said it. I said North Carolina.
On the location,
Yeah, I did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I felt that. And it's funny, too, because you said, when you said Asheville, I'm like, oh, it could be Asheville, because energetically, and I'm laughing because it's exactly what you were saying that you didn't want. But when you said Asheville, it kind of, I felt like a little charged with that, and in a good way, not in a bad way. So don't be quick to dismiss, you know, it's like, don't be quick to dismiss what you imagine that you don't want. You don't know. Don't be so quick.
The mind is not what needs to drive this vehicle. It is the heart.
Right.
The heart
right.
is the engine.
Right.
The mind is
right.
the computer that says, okay, is the engine working?
Right. Interesting.
Wonderful.
Well, we'd love to know where you end up, sweetheart. So good to talk to you.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, thank you both so much. That was interesting.
Yes.
And thank you
for the
room wisdom.
Good girl. All right, honey. Take care. Happy New Year.
Have a great night. Thanks. You
Happy
too.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, we may be calling some people out here, but, you know, this is all about truth and light.
Right,
so we are really trying to help you guys out there, and we want you to bear with us and work with us the best you can. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Our next caller today is area code 509-987. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Yes, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State. I just would like...
Okay, Erica, I'm going to stop you right there. I do not want your question.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. As soon as you started talking, the angels are like, uh-uh, stop her. We got messages. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
We need a moment of silence so I can hear them.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You will not be alone. You need to stop fearing being alone. Okay, that's one. That's just the first part here. Okay. You have been working on your spiritual well-being. You have been trying to overcome your fears. You have been trying to raise yourself in all areas, but your faith in it has not fully embraced it yet. Okay, you're doing the actions. You're taking the actions, but your faith needs to be in it more. The faith needs to be within yourself more. Spirit is saying, we have brought you every opportunity you have asked for, and we give you better quality now and beyond. But it's up to you to hold on to it. It is up to you to make it into what it can be. You have a large blessing coming in within about 3 weeks. Okay, I don't usually like to give out timelines, but they're telling me to give you a darn timeline right now. And this is going to be a great blessing for you, okay? But remember, it's about the faith in yourself, darling. And now I'm going into my gypsy accent, sorry. But you have to come to an understanding that you are a manifester. You are powerful. You can make things happen in your own life. And you have to believe that with every ounce of your being. Okay, because this is what has happened to you. You have been through trouble after trouble after trouble. You get close to succeeding with anything. I mean, anything in your life. It'd be love, money, health, wealth, whatever. Okay, but at the end, you always come close. You get just a little hair away from having it and holding on to it, and it disappears. It goes down the drain. You feel abused and misunderstood by everyone to a degree. You, even your closest of friends who you feel understand you the best, even then you do not feel fully understood by them. You are raising your vibration, so the quality of the people around you is going to be raised. The people that come in that you are about to meet are going to be wonderful people for you. And right now the angel said, yes, we are here. We hear you. We hear you every day. But you don't listen. You're not listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I just, you know, spiritually gave you all of this, and we don't mean to call you out too much here, but the spirits, you know, I have to do what they say. How are you feeling, and how can you relate to this?
I mean, it's totally true. I feel like even though I work, I feel like I'm always struggling, and there's always like a setback. You know, like 3 weekends ago, I got a flat tire, and then both of them popped, and I had to replace them. And, you know, it's just little things. And they were brand new tires. They didn't even last me.
Oh, much, my goodness.
You know? And it's just always, there's always something. Last weekend, one of my headlights went out, and I got pulled over, and I got a ticket. And it was just,
oh, my God.
You know, I had to go to that county for court, missed work. There's always something. What they're saying.
So really,
you know, the thing here is you are not cursed, you are not hexed, you are not possessed, okay?
Right.
You are afraid and you are alone, okay? And that's what scares you the most. You're kind of on your own out there. And you know what? You were thrown into this world and you were not given the tools that, you know, we should be given when that happens. And it's unfortunate, but you are going to thrive and survive. And you know what? You care so much about other people. You really do. And it's great that you help them. But don't keep on giving until you don't have a home or the shirt on your back, hon. Because there has to be a line. There has to be a line in that sand. There really does. And you know what? It's good to care, because nobody really gave that effort into your life aside from a very small group of people. Okay? And, you know, we have someone on the other side here who really loves you very dearly, who had a great connection with you, and maybe wasn't able to connect with you towards the end, but really wants you to know that they're there. They're looking out for you. They're trying to support you. They are unlike the rest of them. They want you to succeed. They feel you are good enough. And you know what? We go through this life sometimes, and we're just, the way that we are handled or the way that we're raised, we're made to believe we're not good enough in so many words or in so many ways. And you know what? It's not about that, because you have always been good enough. And this is the message from Spirit. Can I get a hallelujah?
Can I get an amen? With all of that, I'm just going to share the visual. Okay, so as Adam's talking, I just, whatever comes in.
Yes,
but I got the visual of a man with a mustache, but like not an older man, like under 50 years old. So I don't know if it's the person that was passed or someone coming in. I don't know, but I got that visual early early on, but not an older man, not older than middle age either, but in great shape, very well put together, very fit, very healthy, dark hair, mustache. Don't know if past or living. I can't tell, but that image came in from the second Adam started talking to you.
And well dressed too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you don't have to be on the spot, but just file that for now. Just know that was the visual that came in.
Okay. Now,
all right, dear. Mm-hmm. All right, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we want you to enjoy your many blessings for it. All right. All right, there we go. Okay, so next caller today is 310-344. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right in your question.
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm from California, and it must be a moving evening.
Oh, that's
I'm wondering
not funny.
If you see me making a move. In the near future.
Okay. Well, same little tricks could apply for you. Salt in the pocket, salt in the shoes, and salt in the purse. And new broom,
okay.
New mop, and new salt and pepper for your new home, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take a moment. And you're at, what did you say exactly? How did you phrase it? Are you going to move, or did you ask if you're moving to a specific place?
No, I'm just asking if I will be making a move.
Okay. Give me one moment to tune in. Liz, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, Susan, I think that there is, it's almost like that desire is being unconsciously kind of suppressed, but I think you really want to move, but maybe there's other people that might be sensitive to that, so it's kind of that desire is kind of suppressed a little bit. But I think if you didn't have the outside pressure or the concern of hurting somebody's feelings, I'm already getting like a tenderness in my throat area, so that tells me that it might be difficult to communicate what you need to certain people that I think you really want to, but you're at the point now that even asking us the question, it's almost like I don't want to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
You really want to, but you're
okay.
Not quite
yes.
there yet. Is that the case?
Yes.
Yeah, so who is it? Is it your mother? Who is it? Who is it that would have a weird that you're concerned about how they would react to that desire? Because I think you really do want to make that move.
You know, maybe some of my friends here would be that way. My family
is
all where I want to be able want to move to. So,
is there anybody in that circle that kind of has a maternal? They don't have to be older, because you can have people younger than you, and they're you know trying to run your life. Is there that sort of? Because I think that's
yes.
That's where it's coming from.
There would be one friend in particular that would
okay,
that
well,
probably would not have a good response.
Okay, and that person has a motherly kind of dynamic with you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And sometimes it's hard because I'm getting that tenderness in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's hard for you to really articulate and to vocalize that with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Vulnerability is strength. It's not weakness. And I think that's, there's like some confusion with that.
Okay.
You know, there's a certain expectation. But maybe this person, and this is not a criticism or a negative comment, it's just an energetic observation that I'm making. Maybe having that dynamic, even though it inadvertently makes you feel so cautious, so conscientious to the point that you're not even articulating your passion, which energetically, I'm like, she wants to move. She's not saying it, but she wants to move. that maybe that that dynamic serves something, and it's almost like you are taking what she needs over what you need. So I want you to look at that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, so as I have been tuning in, we're not seeing a move until July because there's still something you have to take care of where you are. And I think it's very much connected to what Liz was saying. It's all about that throat chakra, and you really have to open up the throat chakra and speak your truth. And just because you move doesn't mean you have to end the relationships with people that you are friends with or whatever you're going through where you are. It just means you have to facilitate different means to keep them going. And it might take a little bit more effort, you know. It might take a little bit more effort to stay in communication. Because we could move and we could become very easily distracted in the new life and the new atmosphere. And then we forget all about, you know, keeping something in motion, keeping it going from the past. Because it's not there to remind us all the time, hey, I'm here. Pay attention to me. So at the end of the day, I feel that a move will be wonderful for you, but it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to. The only way that that will speed up is if you speed up the process of what your lesson is where you are now. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
So how does that land with you?
Well, I'm just wondering if you see me being able to find a job that I like, where I want to move.
Well,
that's mainly
what
I'm concerned about, more than it is even the people. I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, able to take care of myself appropriately.
I think when you raise your vibration, when you are putting your needs first, then all those other things will line up.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll fall into place all on their own.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, we only have about 3 more minutes left on the show. I think that's just enough to try and get to the next couple of callers here. If we go a little bit over, I think that'll be okay. But
sure.
We'll get to you if we can. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit the website howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And Liz, would you like them to visit anywhere or go to your site?
Well, if you're interested in finding out more about energetic readings, then you can email loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And I also co-host a show on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time called The Some of You Show. My co-host is a wonderful intuitive numerologist named Elisa Bangalin, and we do readings and have great conversations on our show as well. But if you want a private reading, please email loablend@gmail.com. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you. All right, next caller today is area code 843-331. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi,
my name is
Laura.
Your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Laura. I'm calling from South Carolina. I'm originally from New York.
Girl, she's
okay,
not playing.
Wonderful.
She's from New York. Once you're from
no,
New York, it doesn't matter where you go. Come on. It doesn't matter.
I was
going to
go visit, but the snow wouldn't let me.
Honey, yeah, you open your mouth and you start walking, forget about it. It's done.
All right.
Laura, permission to connect to your energy, please, sweetheart?
Gladly. Go right ahead. Here's this question.
Okay.
Me and my husband moved out beginning of March of this past year, 2017, unaware of the fact that he had picked up a girlfriend, which was one of my friends. And
oh,
he said he wanted to work on the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
About around Thanksgiving, he turns around and says that, no, he doesn't want a romantic relationship. He's not sure he'll ever want one. Yet then he wants to come back and stay with the family. So
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what the deal is between him and Jackie, his name's John, and me, because I'm totally lost in this scenario, and I'm getting a little tired of it.
Are you still legally
first
married?
Message, run
yeah, we're still legally
hills.
Married, but in South Carolina, it can be separated, and that's considered separation as long as you're in separate domiciles. But he will not file. He does not want me to file divorce. And yet he's the one that moved out. He's got the other relationship, and he's not
yeah,
going
well,
to, by the
way.
Yeah,
well, let me just tell you this, because I know a little bit about your situation. Like, let me tell you something. We have more in common than me from New York. Okay, so the one thing, now I don't know how it works over there.
Don't ask. It's a joke.
I'm not asking you. I'm just saying I can't speak for the state that you're in, but I can tell you that I know firsthand that you can file without, you can get the ball rolling initially without a signature from a spouse. Mm-hmm. And let's say you need to serve some papers. Let's say if they're sent in the mail, but that's not going to work. That's not an option. The court for a small fee will assign a sheriff to serve the papers.
Ooh, that sounds like
so.
Fun.
I'm just saying.
Well, I just want to know because he's done similar patterns before, but it was only out of need for confidence in the ego kind of thing, where he's pretty much distanced himself from the family,
right.
But he never really physically left.
Yeah, but
right there,
we don't want to talk about him.
I understand you feel like you're not being heard, and, you know, you are from this side, but I'm going to stop you right there because first thing, usually I'm all for figuring out, you know, if a relationship can still work after something like that. Mm. In this case, the spirits are saying, run for the hills.
Run. Run for the hills. Yep. Run.
He has got no good intentions going on here. And it's all about the attention with him, but there's a very selfish demon sitting inside of his body running that show right now. Okay? He is not even in touch with his true inner child to begin with.
Oh, my God.
He may act like a child, but it is not his true self. There is a demon operating that whole show, and that soul is gone. That soul has been eaten up. There's maybe 1% left in that body, but that soul is gone. Now
it's
all about the demon of greed and lust. There is a demon of greed and lust in there, and trust me, as an exorcist, I have faced that demon time and time again. There is no winning in a situation when you cannot exorcise it.
With all due respect, sir, I believe you for the most part, but I have a concern that because of being around Jackie, it's gotten more open of late because he has been vicious, and I've never seen him at the level he's been. And I'm kind of wondering if Jackie's been playing up, playing
children?
It up, or bringing it out.
Are there children, sweetheart? Are there children? Are there children?
Yes, I've got especially his daughter. I've got two
children.
They're all teenagers, but Jesse's special needs, so you got to consider she can go to 5 years old in 2 seconds, you know. My concern is that...
Yeah, and I have autism, so I understand
here's my
that.
Concern. If you read me, I'm a very generous person. I'm a very caring person, so it's...
Mm-hmm.
He does this routine of I'm the safety net. So if things fail with Jackie, he's going to think he can come flying back here. And what I'm trying to figure out is, A, is that relationship going to stay solid? And if so, good luck, you know. And B, he's not coming back this way, is he, anytime soon, so I can get a break?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, you're asking on behalf of somebody. You're asking on behalf of somebody else, and we're talking to you. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that. I just thought you could read off me for the most part because I'm not sure how safe it is for my kids.
That's why I asked you. That's why I asked you. There are children.
The youngest is still not wanting to let go of his father. His exact quote is, "I don't have to spend the night over his house, but I want to be able to have access to him." Literal quote. And he has pulled this stunt. This is what he does. He will literally say, "I'm a bad bet. Look what I did to your sister, mother, and brother. You should hate me. My son comes back. I love you. You just have to accept I love you, and you'll always be my dad." That's what he throws back at his father. And his father will say, "Well, I'm a bad bet. You know, you should hate me. You're better off with your brother, sister, and mother."
Oh,
and then in the same breath, he turns around and says, "Do you want to come live with me?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm.
That's so damaging to a
Christmas
child.
Presents.
It's so confusing.
Innocent enough. Dad, are you dropping off the Christmas presents? Because there was a big problem. He couldn't be physically around the kids. He turns around, "Oh, let me get your mom." Asked, "No, it's just with everything that's going on. I want to know what's going on." Have I ever forgotten? No. There's your answer. It's like, what the hell? This is all in text to a kid.
This is a lot. Dealing with transference. We are dealing with an energy transference from the father to the child. I'm going to have you explain that situation because I'm going into warrior mode and I cannot be polite about it if I talk.
No, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I truly apologize if it comes across that way.
No, you have not upset me, honey. I'm just an exorcist, and when I find out someone's got a demon in there and there's a child involved, and I'm an advocate for children, especially special needs children, because I have autism. No, I go into that warrior mode. I'm about clearing house.
I have to give my son credit, though. He turns around, and, I mean, he'll throw something like that at me and say, I guess you're just going to have to accept I love you and you'll always be my dad. He does not let it show that it bothers him. And it's like his attitude is, I just let him say what he wants.
But it still affects the child. I mean, that good for him that he's so evolved.
I agree, he's handling it outwardly. I mean, he's letting his father know
him,
it's not going to
bother. Good for him that he's so evolved. Look, I have kids too, you know, teenagers also, and going through a very challenging situation in the dynamic with their father. And they're handling it so beautifully, so masterfully, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't affect them profoundly. And that's the concern that Adam has as a mother and as an advocate for people with special needs as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't have called a better show in terms of more compassion and more firsthand understanding of what you're going through. At the end of the day, I think you have to protect your household and yourself. And I think Adam and I, we said it before, I think we both say it again. Get out.
I can't exactly do that too easily, but I agree with you guys. You know, right
now,
I can get legal separated.
Let me have a moment of silence here so I can tell you what you can do, okay?
Just listen,
and
honey. Just listen.
These are only suggestions and wisdom. I can't force anybody's hand. Okay, but darling, you have such a good heart, and this demon is trying to take you down. It wants to destroy you. We're telling you to move the hell on, but we are also telling you, because you have children, you cannot completely do that. So what you can do is you can separate the emotional cord. You can disconnect the emotional cord, and you can banish how he affects you. Okay, and what you need to do, you know, you're always going to have him in the children's lives because children need both the mother and the father in a way, okay? And when he behaves himself, he can have the children, you know, but he is not going to behave himself. So at the end of the day, you know, you have to decide how are you going to do this? How are you going to allow him to see these children while separating your emotions from the situation? Because
right now
you need to be numb to him and this other woman. All she's doing is instigating. You know, she might be a good person at heart, but she is so lost in her own mind.
No. Sorry. I know the woman. She was one of my friends before she met and worked with him. That's the best part.
I think because we're getting into judgment now, and that's not helping you. So I think we just need to end this on a peaceful, loving note that transcends the story. Yeah. That's my suggestion.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a natural response. Sorry. Apologies.
It's okay. Don't apologize.
That's okay.
No apologies.
I mean, it's a reaction because you're going into a defensive mode.
And your survival mode.
But
we understand.
She has a soul, and it may have been stained by what she's doing now. Okay, but she has so many different traumas in her past that she is in a place of ignorance. She does what she does because she's seeking attention, just like you thought he was. But in fact, he's just a freaking demon sitting in that bodysuit.
Oh, my God.
And that demon wants to cause chaos and havoc in your life and then in hers because that demon is sitting there and energetically, I hate to say this on the show, but energetically feeding off of the sexual energy and frustration of both you and her.
Oh, my God. Let's leave it at that, honey. It's too much. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's too much
yeah.
for the structure of this radio show.
Okay.
Leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, don't say you're sorry. Stop saying you're sorry. It's not about
that. Well, I feel bad I got you guys upset. I mean,
no one's upset.
No, you have not upset us. You have not upset
us. We're not upset.
It's the energy of the situation.
The energy of the situation is upsetting, but we are not upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you want to dig deeper.
We're very
happy
that you called.
Yes, you want to dig deeper, you should touch base with Adam and work with him privately. But I think for the format of this show, this is sort of crossing that boundary a little bit.
Well, here's the real real question I had, honestly. I've been keeping him physically away from the kids since about Thanksgiving, and the only thing that he does is text the two kids out of three. But now I've asked him not to contact him at all because he basically said, okay, I'm not going to contact anyone because he was required to come to family therapy. He doesn't want to go. Okay? He's like, I'm done. Enough. I'm going through hoops to keep these kids taken care of them. The least
sure,
you do, they
course.
Ask the
I
one
understand.
Thing, do it. And I was just curious, and my curiosity got piqued with, he was the one that said therapy would be good for the kids. What is it that he won't go for his
I don't
own
know. You're asking about somebody that you're asking about somebody else. We can't answer that.
Okay. My apologies.
No,
stop apologizing. Let's just leave it at
no
this.
No, need to apologize. But as an exorcist, I'll tell you right now why he won't go. Because any sort of healing that happens through his mind will exorcise the demon that lies within the body.
So he's staying away. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's asked for our youngest three times, and he knows full well he can't do it until he goes to therapy.
Right.
That's okay. I appreciate your time. I will try and get a hold of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think she needs to speak to you privately. This is so much. Poor thing. Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to reach out to me, the website is halpsychic.com. My phone number is 443-193-3366. Once more, that's 443-319-3366. All right, and once more, we want to thank you for calling in. We've had a beautiful day today on the show.
Yeah.
Sorry to all the customers we could not get to today, but it is time to end the show. We've gone a little bit over our time. So we look forward to you calling in on the next show, which will be scheduled soon. So stay tuned to our show page for upcoming shows. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Liz,
it was a pleasure
to call. Anything more?
Okay. Well, if you guys want to get a hold of me and you want to find out about private readings or private coaching, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And Adam, wonderful as always.
Yeah.
And what a great
Thank
show.
You.
It's fabulous to co-host with you. I look forward to doing it again.
Well, it's such an honor to have you on the show, Liz. It's always
Thank you.
Always such an honor and a great pleasure. Thank you.
I love you so much, honey. All right. You be well.
I love you as well. You too.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Bye. All right. And we wish you all well upon your journeys and your paths forward. We wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.